how to raise your vibration. If you are in a situation where it seems like there is no way out, or you keep repeating the same mistake over and over again, recognize that your vibration is in a low place. It doesn't mean that there is no solution. It simply means that you have another opportunity to raise your vibration and move forward. Because ultimately, we don't want to escape our lives. We want to escape our suffering. This is an important distinction. We want to come from a place of joy and celebration, not from a place of fear and struggle. So if you find yourself in a situation that seems like hell on earth, do this for yourself. Gently raise your vibration. Take a bath, put on some soft music, go for a walk through nature, read something inspirational, and bring heaven into your body. When you raise your vibration, you are saying yes to life. You are saying yes to love. You are saying yes to the opportunity to express yourself, to give and receive. Everything is energy, vibrating at different frequencies. The highest vibration of all is love. Love is the purest form of light, and everything that vibrates at a higher frequency than this pure light is its own unique color, but it's still part of the spectrum of light. When you raise your vibration, you are raising your frequency in the color spectrum of light. Every emotion has a color associated with it. And so, when you're experiencing an emotion like anger or frustration or apathy, there's a certain vibration to it that actually makes your body feel heavier. When you're feeling love or joy or gratitude, there's another vibration that makes your body feel lighter, more energized, and full of life force. This is why, if you're feeling heavy and tired all the time, it may be because you're not getting out into nature enough or spending enough time with friends who inspire joy in you, because those things raise your vibration. It could also be that you're carrying around some toxic emotions like guilt, regret, or resentment, all of which are black, which cause your body to become tired and exhausted. Tuning in to the higher realms is an act of creation. It's moving away from the false concept of your physical body, your physical life, your physical reality, and instead of becoming aligned with the energy of your soul, it's diving deeper than you ever have before into who you really are. The more you become aware of this, the more real it will feel to you. The more real it feels, the more connected to it you will be. And the more connected to it you are, the more you will know that every situation, every event in your life is orchestrated by you. You are creating your life story moment by moment. You are choosing what to focus on and what to let go of. You are deciding whether to raise your vibration or lower it. You are deciding if today is a day when you want to experience heaven or hell on earth. It is all up to you. So how do we become aware of this? How do we make any sense out of these words? How do we tune into our soul's vibration? How do we experience heaven here on earth? Let's talk about the physical body. The physical body is made of molecules, atoms, and cells, which vibrate at a certain frequency. So if you bring more vibration into your life, then it will find its way into your body. So what does that mean? Your body finds means to express that new vibration. That's why you're here, to find a higher vibration. You have a body that vibrates. You have a mind that vibrates. You have a spirit that vibrates. You have a soul that vibrates. In meditation, you can feel your vibration. Right now, as you read this, if you close your eyes and feel into yourself, you can notice your breath or your heartbeat. If you sit quietly long enough, you will probably become aware of other parts of your body. It may be a foot that itches or a head that aches. As soon as you start to notice what's going on inside of you, ask yourself, what is my vibration? What is the vibration inside of me right now? And then Imagine that your breath is coming in and out of every cell in your body. Imagine it like the breath of the universe coming into every cell in your body and filling it with light. Imagine that there is no darkness anywhere in your body. Everything is filled with light and love and truth and power and energy and joy. You are not separate from this divine energy. This is part of who you are. This is not some external force. This is not something outside of yourself. This is simply who you are. It is your nature to be an angel on earth, which means that you are already a vibration of love, light, and joy. You are vibrating at this frequency now, but you are still within the third dimension of Earth, where there is polarity. There is a duality. There are still times when it seems as if you are not feeling good about yourself. But trust this, you are always moving toward your light, even when you are not aware of it. And the more you can honor yourself, by loving yourself, by trusting yourself, by being kind to yourself, the more quickly you will come into alignment with who you really are. There is a law in physics, a universal law, which states that your vibration will attract to you things that resonate at the same frequency as you. Take it all in, hold your vibration there, allow the higher realm to come into your body, and then move through your day. It starts with you. If you are not taking time for yourself, there is no way that you can be in a place of creativity, abundance, or deep love. If you take the time for yourself, then there is a gentle transformation that takes place within you and then begins to flow into everything that is around you. It starts with you and then flows outward, creating miracles all around you. So take time for yourself. This is very important. The angels will not come to someone who is drowning in the ocean of their own creation. They will not come to someone who is screaming at everyone around them. They will not come to someone who is filled with self-hatred and self-doubt. They will only come if they can see that you are creating a space within yourself that feels creative, abundant, and loving. And then they will help you to bring heaven into your world. When you raise your vibration, you also recreate your reality. You reshape your experience of life in a way that's more in line with your soul's purpose. In order to do this, you have to slow down and look at the big picture, the bigger picture than just the one that's in front of you. You have to understand that what might be happening in your life right now isn't just about the situation at hand, but about a much bigger concept: evolution, ascension, being who you really are. Every situation is an opportunity to raise your vibration and live a better life. So when something bad happens, take a moment and ask yourself, why is this happening? Really look at the situation from a bigger perspective. It's not always easy, but it can be very rewarding. If you're struggling with something, if you're feeling bad or sad or angry or confused, stop and consider why it's happening. There's almost always a reason for it. There's almost always an opportunity to take something good from it. The key is to remember that every experience is an opportunity for growth and higher vibration. I like the idea of raising your vibration, and I like the idea of creating your reality, but it's not quite enough. There is something missing, and that's your power to make a real difference in this world. The most important thing you can do for yourself and for the world is to raise your vibration and then use that high vibrational energy to create a better reality. It sounds easy, but it's hard work. It takes discipline, persistence, and the willingness to be flexible in your approach. It also takes courage, because when you raise your vibration, you move beyond the things that have defined you in the past and step out into uncharted waters, where you will be met with new challenges and opportunities. Raising your vibration may require letting go of many of the things you've believed in the past: religious beliefs, ideas about wealth and prosperity, ways of thinking about people who are different from you, all sorts of notions about what life should look like. But these are often attached to pain, because they are associated with experiences that hurt you or make you feel bad at some point. If you want to live in a higher vibrational state, then it means letting go of these old ideas that bring up this pain because they are counterproductive. There are few things more empowering or more gratifying than helping someone else. Giving your time, energy, money, or stuff to help others is one of the fastest ways to increase your vibration. It's not always easy to give, especially if you're struggling financially. But even something as simple as paying for the person in line behind you at Starbucks can bring you into a state of gratitude that raises your vibration. Of course, giving can be much more involved. Donating money or time to a charity you believe in, helping someone with their homework, mentoring a younger person, even giving up something you value for yourself so that others have what they need. The more often you help others, the more you'll notice your vibration changing. You'll find yourself attracting better situations and people into your life, and you'll feel independent of financial struggles because abundance will come naturally. When you tune into your vibration, you begin to understand that your thoughts, actions, and beliefs form a huge part of your reality. If you change those, you change the reality of your life. So this is about changing your thoughts, changing your actions, and changing your beliefs. We love you dearly. We are here with you. We are your family of light. Aho. This is a message to humanity from Aurora Ray, Ambassador of the Galactic Federation.